This is Don Hassig with Cancer Action Network. You're listening to Loving the Earth, Pollution-Free Revolution. Joining us today is Emmanuel Schick Garcia. She is the movie maker to whom, you know, we owe the great debt of having created the Idiot Cycle, and that's what our interview is going to deal with today. Hi, I'm Emmanuel. How's it going?
Great. Hi, Donald. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your life with us. Let's get started talking about dioxin and cancer. This movie, it's my understanding that dioxin and cancer are a serious part of this movie, The Idiot Cycle. Let's start with, how did you come to be interested in, knowledgeable, concerning, involved with this subject area of dioxin and cancer?
7 years ago, actually, when I was 24, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And at the time, we didn't have any family history of cancer, and there was no reason that she could have developed cancer at age 49. She didn't drink. She didn't smoke. She ate well. She was an athlete. So we were a little puzzled, and the doctors usually can't tell you what caused your cancer, because 15% of cancers are hereditary, and the rest, you could have a chromosomal breakage, but you don't know if it's benzene that caused it. Could
yep.
be a number of things, and no doctor can tell you. There's no imprint on that damage. Oh, you know, it was benzene, or it was dioxins, or it was so on and so forth. So I started doing research with my sister. My sister is now a doctor, and at the time we were really curious as to why she'd become sick. Then that led us to looking at treatments, because of course there's certain treatments that you can partake in, and why there were so few options. I started looking into, because I was doing documentaries at the time, I started making documentary films when I was 23, what these companies were doing, who they were, what were their other products were, and I started doing more research on cancer. And then I realized that the same companies who were very, I guess, incriminated in major pollution were also developing cancer treatments and heavily invested in the healthcare industry. So I thought that was quite hypocritical and
right.
sort of very beneficial for them, because pollution really pays. I mean, we see companies, for example, there's one company in France who was a huge asbestos maker, and today they're an asbestos cleaner. So they basically take public money now and they clean out asbestos that they help install in homes, in offices, in ships, in different areas. And so they've benefited twice. They've not only benefited from a carcinogen polluting product, but they've also benefited from cleaning that up with public money. They didn't have to put in their own money. So this took me to looking more into these six companies, these six big chemical companies, and then I discovered that these were also the six that were pretty much monopolizing genetically modified crops that are now...
What are the six big chemical companies?
Dow Chemical, DuPont, BASF, Bayer, Monsanto, and AstraZeneca, which AstraZeneca is basically a product of two companies that were Astra. It was a pharmaceutical company, and Zeneca, which was a chemical company, which is also happened from a demerger of ICI, which was a UK chemical company, a huge company. And then an offshoot of their agricultural part became Syngenta, which is today a big player in the genetically modified crop development. So I think, too, is something we never talk about in the chemical industry in these six companies, is a lot of these companies were also involved in the defense industry. And I think that's why, in a certain respect, governments have protected them.
Yep.
And also governments have not criminalized some of the major pollution and poison that these companies have been responsible for. If we take the case of the accident in Italy, Seveso, the small town, where they were making a fungicide in that company, the person taking care of that factory at the time, it was overheating, so he basically let out a cloud of dioxins and other pollutants into the air illegally.
Yep.
So it's criminal. And yet this guy never, you know, the owner of that company at the time, which is a Swiss company that owned that factory, never went to jail because his lawyer was a friend of Mitterrand, and Mitterrand basically excused the four people that were taken to trial. So that's completely scandalous as well. But, you know, these people have the right political connections. And if we talk about Dow Chemical, for example, they have great political connections. They've always had them, very strong ones in Michigan, no matter whether it's Republican or Democrat. And that really helps them.